Cause like a winter tonight, I thought I would always have light. The quick flash that you gave to me, so dark I could barely see. Looking
from wherever you are around the world, welcome and thank you for joining us. This is the Circle of Insight show, the show about everything in human behavior. I'm Dr. Carlos. Today we're taking a personal look at model Emily Sears. She's an international model. She's been featured in FHM magazines all over the world. So let's welcome to the circle, Miss Sears. How are you, Emily?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is really exciting for me and for everybody out there, I'm sure. But before we get into the deep questions, first we want to find out a little bit about Emily. So Emily, where are you from?
I am originally from Melbourne, Australia. That's my hometown. And I've been based out here in Los Angeles for the past 3 or so years.
3 years?
Yeah, I think it's three, maybe three and a half. I lose track. Time kind of goes pretty crazy when you live in Los Angeles. So yeah, it's about that.
Let me ask you this question. Did you get a culture shock when you came to L.A. from Melbourne?
I actually did get quite the culture shock when I came from Melbourne. Living in California is quite similar to Australia in a lot of ways, in terms of weather and being in the outdoors and the lifestyle and different aspects like that. But I have to say that when it comes to living around Hollywood, there's really nowhere else on earth that would compare to that or prepare you.
Yeah, there really isn't, is there?
No.
It's one of a kind. And do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two siblings. I have an older sister who's based in London, and my brother is based in Sydney. So we're a very global family, you might say.
Yes, indeed. And let me ask you this. When did you think about going into modeling? Were you actually, before we do that, were you an ugly duckling in high school that transformed into a beautiful swan? What happened?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because, you know, I grew up in Australia, you know, sort of 90s Australia, and it's been really interesting coming to America because I feel in America, curves and being a curvier girl is more appreciated than it probably necessarily was when I was sort of blooming. And I used to get teased really badly in primary school and high school, and I was bullied. So it was really funny. I used to get bullied about the very things that, you know, people sort of celebrate about me now. So that's been quite interesting. I still sort of have like those feelings.
Well, that is interesting.
Of insecurity. Yeah, even now it's very funny how that stays with you.
Now, the interesting thing, too, is you've been in covers, like I said earlier on the show, all over the world. Did you get different feedback all over the world again because of your body?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's really interesting. People sort of would think that, you know, glamour modeling or swimsuit modeling, like I've done for so many years, they would sort of assume that it's quite lighthearted. And not much really goes into it, you know, which I agree with to an extent. It's not exactly rocket science. But there is aspects of it that I find really interesting. And one of those things is it allows you to sort of have a view of what people find sexy and alluring in different cultures and what the response is that you get depending on the audience in whatever country you're sort of modeling for or wherever. So that's been quite fascinating, and I feel that I've got a really good reception in Latin American countries, here in America, you know, just different parts of the world are sort of more embrace a woman's body to be more curvy, and that's sort of something that set me apart, I think, because, you know, I'm probably a little curvier than the average sort of commercial swimsuit model out there.
That's interesting. Do you have any stories of anything that really surprised you in any of the countries in a good or bad way when you were doing modeling shoots or responses to your covers where you thought, wow, I didn't expect that?
I can't think of anything specific off the top of my head. I did go to Japan one time and I have to say that it was quite a funny story. I was in a restroom in a very, very upscale nightclub. And I remember this Japanese girl just saying, "Oh, Kawaii," and she started to well up in tears in her eyes, and I was like, "What is wrong with this girl?" And she just poked my boob, and she's like, "I wish I had." Like, and I was like, "Oh, that's really sweet." So it's just sort of funny. It's just, yeah, it's really been quite fun to sort of travel with what I do and just, you know, just see all over the world what different people wish they had or what different people all over the world find attractive and appealing.
That is fascinating. That's too funny. So let me ask you this. We're going to get a little deeper into the head here of Ms. Sears. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. So yeah, you're constantly being looked at. So you always have to be kind of, I would just say, on the job in a sense. Wherever you go, you always kind of have to look right. Your best. How does that make you feel? I mean, does that put like a lot of anxiety on you where you can't say, maybe I can't go to a supermarket peacefully? I always have to look good.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question to ask, and it is quite relevant. It's sort of, I think social media really adds to the pressure of that because, you know, in the last sort of few years, it's really, it's probably taken on as equal a role as shooting. If not, it's probably surpassed, honestly, like having a presence on social media has probably surpassed importance rather than just going to your shoot. So that's sort of created this situation where it's every day, you know, you have to post every day. It's not just like the one or two times a week that, you know, you're on set and you have to beat that up. It's sort of, it's across the board, and that definitely adds a lot of pressure. And I feel like even regular people that don't work in a job where presentation is everything, I feel like it really sort of put a lot of pressure on everybody, not just people who work doing the type of thing I do. It's just a lot of pressure to be on, and I had a situation the other day where I sort of even ordered some food delivery to my house. And then I got sort of a bit weirded out because a few minutes after they left, there was comments on my Twitter and on my Instagram saying, "Oh, I hope you liked your pizza or whatever it is I ordered." And I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, they've seen me now in my home, like
with no
makeup
creepy.
On, just sort of, yeah. It really creeped me out, and I guess it creeped me out on a safety level, but it definitely creeped me out in terms of like a way you really can't even feel like you can just sort of relax at home and be off. Like, it is a full-time job and it is, you know, a 24/7 thing where you have to live it. You have to really be passionate about the way you present yourself and what it symbolizes to you and what it means to sort of portray what your look is. And, yeah, you just really have to be committed to that because there is sort of no days off with it. Can't just sort of go out and think, oh, people won't be sort of noticing. So yeah, that is a lot of pressure, definitely.
Now, what's the how would you say the most undone you would go out in public? What would you be? Would you go without makeup? Would you not comb your hair? What would be like the least you would do to go out in public?
Actually, I try and sort of make a point of just sort of having off days where I'm just sort of like, you know, I'll walk to the gym or wherever I need to go, and I kind of enjoy that. Like, sometimes it's quite liberating to just like not put on and sort of like hide behind a big pair of sunglasses and a baggy sweater, you know, and just go about my day. And I not only make an effort to do that, but I sort of do make an effort to sort of post pictures as well where I'm not undone, because it's always within my conscience to let other women out there that might be seeing my page sort of know that, like, hey, you know, like, don't ever feel sort of down that you're not looking like a girl does, that maybe your boyfriend's looking at in FHM or whatever magazine, because, you know, it takes so many hours of hair and makeup to get to that point in a professional crew. So I do try and make an effort to include pictures that sort of are more candid, and just sort of let people out there realize that I am a person. And,
that's true.
You know, I think you get a better response. You know, I think people find you a little more approachable a little more relatable, and that sort of transcends me from just being a picture of a girl, you know, on a beach in a bikini to, like, an actual person and personality. And I think that's not a bad thing for my career. So, yeah, I definitely do that.
Yeah, not at all. That's actually a great, great idea. Let me ask you this question. This has got to be a tough one for you, I'm assuming. When you're looking for men to date, you probably have to weed out the guys that are going out with you not for good reasons and guys who are going out with you because they actually like you. They like your personality. They like who you are. Pick and choose? Do you have a criteria? Do you have a list? Do you have questions or application or anything to weed them out?
I wouldn't say I have criteria or application or anything that formal. But yeah, look, I think dating in Los Angeles, as it is, to me, is just not something that I'm interested in. The dynamic here is just not what I find attractive. It just doesn't sort of do it for me, because you've got a lot of guys out here that are sort of, you know, you get approached by different guys, and they might have high-profile guys, maybe, you know, in the business, actors or athletes or whatever. And they tend to have this sort of attitude about them that, like, oh, lucky you, you know, that you're chosen to be seen with me, kind of thing. And I've sort of been on a date or two with those types of guys, and that's just not what personally does it for me. I really like to feel equal with my partner, and because of that, I've tend to found myself in long distance situations. Not by choice, but I think just out of, you know, being able to speak to people on the phone first, where it's not sort of all about looks. I don't know, that's just something that's tended to happen to me, where I would prefer to bond with a guy and get to know them and chat a bit as friends, before sort of, I don't know, being thrown into that typical dating situation. Like, I just find that really stressful. You know, getting all done up, going out for dinner every night to fancy places, that's just not really reality, and it doesn't really give you a sense, like, am I going to have compatibility with this person, you know, moving forward in life and making life decisions? I mean, that's really what it's about, you know, and that's what you're dating for, is to sort of find a partner. So yeah, I tend to find myself definitely having some sort of a friendship or just a dialogue first to get to know who the person is, before it gets to that point where it's just sort of like all about putting on and getting dressed up. Now, that's fun stuff, but I think that, you know, it's more fun if it's based upon, like, a genuine interpersonal connection.
I completely agree with that. So now let's go ahead and delve into something a little different. We're looking at the women of today. So the question, I think we talked a little bit off the phone before the interview. Mm-hmm. How would Emily Sears define the woman of today?
Oh, wow.
That's a big question.
How would I find the woman of today? Well, it's hard for me to answer that, because in my experience, I come from a very different culture. I would say Australian culture is very, very different, and the role of women in Australian culture, I found, is extremely different to that here in America that I've noticed.
How so?
I'd like to say that I find America and its ideas on dating and women and gender roles is quite a bit more traditional. I think that, generally speaking, Australia is a bit more of a secular society, and so, you know, it's just a little less traditional in a lot of ways. And I think that the men are different in Australia. The men are less traditional, you know, so you get a different sort of dynamic with men and women. I think that in Australia, you're more likely to find men and women that are kind of mates and hang out and might have the same friends, you know, and it's all sort of like, it's not out of the ordinary, let's say, to, like, you know, split the bill on your first date with a guy, because you just sort of, it's more of a level playing field. Whereas here, it's quite nice that men will sort of, you know, take the role and probably, generally speaking, be more gentlemanly. But then the reverse of that is, in Australia, if a guy sort of says, like, yeah, you know, you're my girl, you sort of don't have to question that as much. It's a little bit more no fuss, cards on the table, just sort of is what it is, no frills in Australia. Whereas I think in America, probably could be for me the fact that I haven't grown up here, so it is a little harder to read, you know, between the lines of what people are sort of getting at and what people's intentions are. But, yeah, here I find that the traditional aspect of things can make it a little more blurry, whereas in Australia it's very straightforward. So I'd say Australian women are more a bit less fuss, a bit more laid back, a little bit more maybe one of the boys kind of vibe, and yeah, it's just a little different. It's hard to sort of articulate, really, but it's just a general vibe. Like, Australian women are really laid back and just sort of...
Do you think that's changed at all? I mean, do you think have Australian women changed in the last 30, 40 years? Or has the vibe pretty much been the same, you think?
I don't know. I think Australia in general has changed. I think there's been a lot of development in Australia. I know the last time I went back home, my city had about 20 new buildings in the skyline. Like, it's really developing very quickly and it's changing. And probably for that reason, like, even my own opinion of it is probably quite obsolete at this point, just because I'm not there, you know. But having said that, you do sort of tend to notice the difference more when you sort of remove yourself from it and then go back, rather than if you're just there day-to-day living it. But, yeah, it's certainly changed. And I'm sure, you know, women's roles over there have changed also. But it is, in my experience, I find it to be... women are just treated a little more equal. So that could be a good and bad thing, because, you know, with feeling more equal, there's less, you know, special treatment and, you know, gentlemanly sort of, you know, gestures. Doesn't really come with it if you're more equal playing field.
Do you like it when the man opens the door for you?
Oh, absolutely. I think when it comes to the issue of sort of gender roles and that kind of thing, I think the mistake is that when it comes to talking about men and women being equal, it's sort of a blurred line where it's like, it's not that women should be the same as men. In my personal opinion, I think we should be treated, equally, but equally importance of bringing different things to the table. So I think it's important for men to be men, and I think it's important for women to be women. I just think that both of those should be equally valued. That makes sense.
It does. That makes perfect sense.
On a bit, but yeah.
No, we love hearing it. We love hearing it. Let me ask you this question. We got a couple more questions before we go. What advice would you give the young women of today, the women who are 16, 17, they're trying to find themselves, they're trying to find out what life's all about? What would Emily Sears tell those women out there?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I get hit off a lot. I've got younger girls that sort of ask me about, you know, what my workout routine is, or like who did my breast implants and things like that. And it sort of always worries me. And I'm like, oh God, like, you've got time. Like, just enjoy the simplicity of being young, and don't worry about all that. You know, you're still so young. Like, it always really worries me. And I always write back to those girls sort of saying, like, just focus on hanging out with your friends and, you know, being 17, like, I think it worries me to see how quickly girls are growing up, and yeah, I don't know. It's
to enjoy your life while you're having it.
Absolutely, yeah. Just enjoy the innocence of what your youth is, and
I like that.
Not get too wrapped up in whatever guy you're dating. That's a mistake that I made earlier in my life, is just being in relationships where I made the guy main focus of everything I was doing, and I sort of cheated myself out of opportunities and sort of held myself back for whatever the guy wanted. I think most girls do that, you know, when they're sort of figuring out who they are, they sort of pin their identity onto whatever boy they've got a crush on or that kind of thing. So, yeah, I just sort of say, you know, just really enjoy your friends and your family, and and just sort of realize that there's more to life than sort of your friends. And that might sound sort of hypocritical coming from me. I do have like a million followers on Instagram and all of that, but you know, looking back, it's sort of like, oh, I wish I could go back to, like, you know, more simple times, because it's not sort of as glamorous as it looks. It's not sort of as fun as you might think just from pictures. It's not the whole story of someone's day-to-day life.
It's much more complicated in your life, I'm sure.
Right, of course. I'll just probably tell them to keep that in mind and just, yeah, have fun. Be young. Travel. Definitely travel. It's really important.
Well, our last question on the show is we call the fastball question. It's always an interesting question. Are you ready, Miss Sears?
Like I said before, probably ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, actually, before the fastball question, there was a question I wanted to ask you. There's a phrase on your Instagram, your normal is, I forget what it was.
My normal is your never.
Yeah, what is that? What does that mean?
Okay, I'm actually quite glad you asked, because I specifically put that up in reference to sort of some of the experiences that I had earlier in life that I guess people don't sort of really know about me. And, you know, there's been quite a lot of really dramatic and crazy things that have happened to me. And my mum will always say to me, you know, your life has just been like a movie, like crazy things happen to you that just sort of don't happen to other people. And I think at face value, when people see that, they sort of assume that I'm bragging about, you know, the perks that come with being a model and living in Hollywood, but it's actually not. And I'll always say to people, like, oh, if you think I'm being arrogant, you know, you wouldn't sort of think that, you know, I've slept in my car before. When I first came to Los Angeles, found myself with nowhere to sort of be. I was sleeping in my car. I've earlier in life, I lost a best friend to suicide. You know, I've had a few things in my life that have sort of just been, like, so insane that, you know, people might sort of just expect that it's a light-hearted, you know, oh, look at me, I'm at a fancy party, but it's really not. And I think it sort of just relates to the fact that there has been such up and downs in my life. Like, there has been really hard times and really sad times. But then on the opposite coin, I have been, you know, to the Grammys, and I have sort of been to these crazy parties, and it's just experiencing both ends of that spectrum that I feel like isn't normal and doesn't happen to other people, but it's normal life for me for whatever reason. So I guess that really is what it alludes to.
Well, it had a lot more meaning behind it than I thought.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be able to tell that story eventually, but it's just something that I like to put out there. I don't even know why I've left it up. I think I've left it up just because so many people tend to have a problem with it. Maybe I'm a little stubborn and I just like to leave it. Yeah.
A little rabble rouser, are you? All right. Last question. Are you ready, Miss Sears?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asked you and they said, Emily, we have a part in a movie for you, you're going to be an action hero, and your co-star is, which male actor would you choose?
Probably Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Probably wouldn't say no to a bit of Channing Tatum as co-star. Robbie Freeman's pretty good-looking guy.
All right. I was thinking you're going to go with your homeland and Hugh Jackman or something like that, but.
No. Hugh's taken, and I mean, sorry, Channing Tatum, but
he's
away
taken
from the Aussie boys for a reason.
Well, thank you so much, Emily, for doing this interview. We so appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can we get more information about you?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just my name, Emily Sears. My Twitter is @EmilySears. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ILikeEmilySears. Or just my website, emilysears.com. Or if you have Snapchat, which I do post daily dating advice on my Snapchat, and that handle is emilysearsaus. So emilysearsaus. Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you so much, Emily, again. A wonderful person with a wonderful heart, beautiful and smart, Emily Sears. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Remember, our motto is simple. Wherever there's psychology involved, even in Australia, we're going to be there. This is a production of TherapyCable.com. If you want to learn more about human behavior, you can go to TherapyCable.com and watch the rest of our web TV shows.